The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, it's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you from our Zoom show.
Zoom. You in my room.
Zoom. Let's go back to my room. I'm Big J Okerson. That's Dave Smith. That's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez.
I got a new pair of Chi-Chi Benson glasses in the mail today. Very excited.
Ooh.
What are Chi-Chi Amazon? Benson, the ones you're wearing?
Yeah, yeah. So it was the yellow aviator Ray-Bans, but I changed it to the... whatever they call it, where it like it gets dark when it's sunny, but if I'm inside, it's like clear.
Ooh, yeah. What inspired that change?
I like the clear look.
Glasses. I think I have to see. I think I might need actual glasses.
No way, dude. I'll really? Fucking make fun of your four-eyed ass, dude. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a wedgie, dude.
I can't tell if it's just weed eyes or I actually have blurry vision a lot.
Do you know anybody that says Melvin instead of a wedgie?
Well, I didn't think it was instead of. I always thought a Melvin was the front kind. It was mostly for a chick. That's when you crammed it up a chick's
ear
lips.
I don't think so.
Melvin is just a synonym for wedgie.
I thought it was. Well, that's what Bill and Ted. This is what Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey taught me.
Well, I think that is wrong. The final arbiter on.
Maybe
truth.
I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just remembering a female front wedgie as a Melvin, but I don't think so. I'm pretty sure if you look up Melvin scene in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, I believe it's Bogus Journey.
You should be on this already.
Yeah, because I remember because Death was one of the characters, the bassist.
Oh yeah, I remember
the Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
and he was like Melvin, buddy. He's actually, you know, what I realized. He's a fucking, he's a Yo Kratom vampire. You're just doing the fucking. You're doing Death from Bill and Ted.
Doing Bela Lugosi, dude. I'm just doing the Dracula.
Let me see.
Whoa. Who are you? Ted. It's the Grim Reaper, dude. Oh.
Oh, they call him Melvin.
How's it hanging, Death?
You will come with me.
No, we can't. We gotta get back to the babes. Ted, we can't. We're dead, dude. We gotta stop those evil asses. We gotta try.
We got it.
Fuck it up.
Melvin. Excuse us, dude.
Yeah, dude, they give him a wedgie.
Your shoes are untied.
Oh, yeah. But.
No, it is from the front.
It's from the front, Lewis.
Oh, it's from the front. Wow, dude. Dude, my whole life.
Was it from the front? I thought it was from the front.
It was from the front, dude. Yes.
But a Melvin is definitely in the front.
Google, what is a Melvin? Give me the Urban Dictionary.
Grim Reaper has a pussy?
I think you could do a Melvin on the dick.
Yeah, you
can
do it to a guy too. It just sucks.
One of the best bands ever. No, you dick fucking asshole.
Damn it.
God damn it, Bobby.
Google Melvin versus Wedge.
What the fuck, dude? There I mean, is. Really? That's there insane.
It was the second one. Sorry.
The earlier or modern term for a wedgie or wedgie, primarily when a perpetrator goes behind an individual and yanks. Yeah, dude, Melvin's.
Well,
hang on a second. As a result of insufficient wiping. Come on. This is terrible.
Yeah, what are we getting? A biblical definition here?
We just didn't really give wedgies. That wasn't a thing that an actual bully would do. an actual bully would fuck you up.
Yeah. I did not grow up in a world where a bully would give you a wedgie. I grew up in a world where a bully would break your nose.
Yeah, dude, a bully would like fuck you up and like literally take your shit and just punch you in the head a bunch. Nobody's like spitting a spitball in your face and shoving you into a locker.
Buddy,
bullies would fuck your world up.
I'm telling you, I don't know. Again, it's kind of where we all went to school or stuff like that, or some kind of a thing.
Well, you went to school in West Philadelphia.
Yes. Well, that school, the bullies were not fucking spitballs and wedgies.
No, it was they'd pick you up over their shoulders on the basketball court.
Yeah, and they spin you around a circle while your granny starts screaming at them.
Well, it's your mom gets scared. Your grandmother's not in the picture. No, in Philly, it was more of a, yeah, there was a bully. I guess it was much more like physical, like, you know, like fighting type shit. But when I went to South Jersey and went to that like kind of Lily White school, like I watched a bully. It was one of the funniest things. There was a just like this chubby kid who was just like, you know, an outcast kid, the bowl haircut and everything. And he wore, and it was funny, he always wore like a karate.
We find at the end of the story, this kid was Jay.
Yeah, no, it was karate. No, this is actually a time where I like walked away from like a table I was sitting at, because I was like, they were so like, thought this was so cool, and I really did think, I was like, that's pretty fucked up actually. It was so humiliating. But this kid, he's wearing like green sweatpants, I remember, and like a jacket for like a karate class that he clearly doesn't take or is not very good at. But this bully kid turned around and grabbed him by his name was Brett, the bully. He grabbed the kid's underwear. You can see it sticking out. And he pulled, like, he ripped it. Like, he almost ripped it off. And that kid turned around, just, like, punched him in the arm and just made a weird face at him. And it was so fucked up. But, like, yeah, it was weird. That was the first time I saw a wedgie attack ever in my life.
Like, a real, like, a wedgie in the wild. Not just, like, you do to your friends.
Of course, yeah. Like, no, I'm saying, like, a picking on someone, a wedgie as a picking on move. That was the only time I've seen that happen.
That shit really doesn't happen, I feel like, to kids today. The way it did,
physical bullying. Kids.
Yeah, like I just don't think that's like. I mean, maybe I'm a little like removed. And
my brother got it.
Like, yeah, your daughter's elite. About to go to elementary school. You're gonna say it exists still.
No, I'm not saying there's no bullying. I'm saying like James isn't just getting assaulted at school, and that wouldn't be like a thing, right?
Oh, well, he's also like I think it's just poorer happening. Fucking neighbors. If you go to
part of it's the just hood, that we're nicer.
Yeah, we're areas. Not like my son goes to a nice school. But like there still is kids that like they do hit each other. Like, dude, fucking Max at the Halloween party was bullying kids left and right. I mean, really? I'm talking about dropping people's elbows on nerds. Like, fucking dude, it was dude, Max hates a nerd. I'll tell you right now, nothing bothers Max Kelly more than a dorky kid.
I hate nerds.
Yeah, dude, he's
ogre.
He's ogre, dude. That's fucking Max Kelly, dude. He fucking pushed this kid so hard they were on the trampoline. And honestly, like when you have like 15 kids jumping up on a trampoline, like your kids are going to get hurt. It's just guaranteed. And all the parents, I said to the parents, like, look, they're going on that trampoline. Just so you know, somebody's getting hurt today. And I'm very honest about it in the beginning. Oh, yeah. Wait, Juliana's hurting everybody.
She could bully.
She's the one who hurts people. Juliana, like, fucking straight up, she's a savage. Okay. I don't have to worry about her. But Max pushed this Indian kid. And this kid hurt his fucking shin, and this kid got off the trampoline, and I went up to him. He was crying. I was like, "Dude, are you okay?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, this kid Max, he pushed me," and I'm trying to like make
he hurt my shins. Why do you invite people over who like my goodness. People?
Oh my Krishna, my Gundi.
Vishnu, please bring help to my femur. It is the most uncomfortable bone to break. I know, because I am already a doctor.
I'm seven.
I'm seven, and I am already a physician. This is a bad one. Can you please call one of my colleagues to come help me?
He's already a doctor.
Dude, he comes over crying, and I'm like, what's wrong, doctor, little boy?
Dude, he goes, Max,
what seems to be the problem?
What's wrong, doctor, buddy?
They kid Max pushed me.
Everybody's being mean to me on the thing. I don't like this.
He goes, that kid Max pushed me. And I'm trying to like be like diplomatic. So I'm like, no, I'm sorry, buddy. You okay? Here, let me get you some. We got some water. Yeah. We'll get you a cupcake. I was like, it was probably an accident, right? And the kid looks at me dead in the eyes. He goes, no, sir. No, sir. It was not an accident. Dude, and the way he said it, I was like, this wasn't an accident. Like, this kid's not lying to me right now. This kid straight up was like, no, you don't even know. This kid, Max, is a savage.
He told me he was going to do it 3 hours ago.
It's not. It's maybe not his fault. I worked a 16-hour shift yesterday, and I lost a patient. So maybe it's me.
Do you know what it is like to try to get college credits while performing surgery?
He goes, Max, you just pushed over the best heart surgeon in all of New Jersey.
Yeah, the Halloween party was fucking fire, though.
Yeah, you always throw down, dude.
Yeah, I threw down a mean ass hell. And we went to like an area. My sister lives in Fairlawn, and there's like an area of Fairlawn, which is called, like, I guess the Radbird side of Fairlawn. Dude, it is the coolest fucking place to go trick-or-treating.
You know what's so funny? I admire your dadhood in that way. So that's why the reason I think like Sal Vulcano's great is gonna be a great dad. You know what I mean? Like a person who like he genuinely wants to do like the goofy, silly stuff. You know what I mean? Like I like doing things with Isabella, but I would never like think to like, I would look at like the burden of like, oh my God, I have to get a bunch of kids that are going to come over here and do
it. Look, it is. And I'll say, dude, look, part of it comes from the fact that I gave him a broken home and I feel very guilty about that. Like at least you and Carla stayed together for like her childhood.
Yeah.
So it's like, I maybe I'm overcompensating to a certain degree. But yeah, you have to sort of want it. And by the way, every parent comes over like I know with shit like that, I'm particularly fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember watching like Roseanne when I was a kid and like Dan and Roseanne, like they made their entire house like a haunted horror house. Yeah. And like the kids would walk through on this. And I just remember being like, dude, when I'm an adult, I want to do shit like that.
Lewis had such a broken childhood that he aspired to have the most white trashy parents in all of the sitcoms.
That show about poor people that seemed rich to me.
If I didn't have such a junk ass family, I wish we could be like Roseanne.
Oh man, these guys got baloney. They're rich.
Doggy. First of all, they owned a house. They owned a motorcycle business, a drywalling business, and
They lost multiple businesses.
They opened multiple businesses. They were
always behind on their mortgage. No, they weren't supposed to be like, they were supposed to be working.
Then they hit the lottery. Then that was all a dream. Then Roseanne died from drugs. That's literally the trajectory. Dude, I watched that Dark Side of Comedy on her, dude. I don't mind saying, and I, by the way, she's nuts. She's like, she's gone definitely bonkers and drank the Kool-Aid on some shit, but she got fucked, man. I think she got railroaded pretty hard.
Yeah, she came.
They fucked her. They fucked her over pretty hard.
Like a month ago, I think it was, she came to the Vulcan in Austin and did a long set.
Yeah.
They said it was like the first time she did stand up in like fucking years. And everyone said it was like so great. Like, I'm sure, you know, I'm not saying like fucking tight jokes or anything, but just that she was so great to like watch.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot, and I don't know, and I'm sure it was, but there's a lot, I don't know at all. But there's a lot of phony, like they just moved the LA comedy scene to Austin.
I do agree.
So
there's
a lot
that.
Of phony ass kissiness.
But like, maybe not even phony as much as just kind of also. It was you're wanting her to do well.
Like this was like wait staff telling me and shit. It wasn't like other comics. You know,
yeah,
like,
what
it
the
wasn't
fuck
like
the wait staff know though.
Huh? I think the most. I actually think they're the ones who know the most.
No, I think wait staff is a really good gauge because they're fucking. Yeah,
they
got to
watch
like,
it all constantly. Dude, Roseanne should do Skankfest.
I would love to get Roseanne at Skankfest.
She would do great, dude. She was such a great comic, but man, the way they did that, like the character that she invented, that was her, they do it like the way when they decided to get rid of her for the comments, they just kill her character and just go, yeah, she was a junkie the whole time. And no one knew.
Oh, so
no one knew. Everyone was like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't even, like, everyone was just kind of like, I thought she took those pain. I guess she got pain pills for a surgery 3 years ago and she just kept taking, they just made her OD on pain. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah, so fucked up that all those other actors on the show were like, okay.
When Dave leaves Legion of Skanks, we're going to kill him off in a very similar way.
No, you respect this character I've been playing for all these years.
No, dude, we're gonna replace you like they replaced Becky. We're just going to get a hotter Dave.
The rest, dude, the fucking, I love the, yeah, you're right. The rest of the cast was like, all right, we'll do it.
And it's not even,
but they may have been under contract too, I guess.
They can walk away from shit like that. I get you, but I also understand, like, you have a family to feed and you're like, dude, I'm trying to act. Pay me the. It's you, soulless. This is it's Hollywood. They are fucking soulless.
They are. Well, that's the answer, though. I'm just saying, you've made multiple millions of dollars off somebody's like project. Also, just the fact that what she got canceled for, of all the cancelizations, I don't think there's one that was a more like tame thing. She literally
the bitch looked like a monkey. What do you want me to say?
She tweeted, she said it looks like the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby about like the national security advisor, like a real high up person. Like,
No. Is that what it was? She said specifically that the woman looked like the chick from Planet of the Apes. It was Helena Bonham Carter.
She said it looks like the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. It was a reference to that chick. I'm almost positive about this.
Take a look at the chick and tell me if it's not. Exactly like Helena Bonham Carter from
Planet of the Apes. Well, there's two things about it. And then when she screams, I thought she was white. I really believe that.
She does look racially ambiguous. Like, it's not like clear. What's her fucking name?
I keep wanting
to say Susan Rice, but it's not Susan Rice.
She looks physically similar to Helena Bonham Carter in Planet of the Apes.
And a little bit like the Muslim Brotherhood.
I don't even know if that, I don't remember her saying that part of it, but regardless, my defense of it was, I was like, use your fucking eyes. Like, she looks like it. Yeah. Like, there's certain people that look like monkeys. Them being black, it's inconsequential to the argument that they have ape-like features.
Are you going Patrick Ewing, Jay? Don't disrespect the Knicks.
I'm not.
Don't you disrespect the goat.
No, I've always said, you know, it's funny, that Baba Booey, like, his whole thing is that, you know, he's like a monkey, but he does look like what they're, you get what they're saying when they say it. It's got nothing to do with his race.
But even if you thought, I'm just saying, even if you thought that joke was like, it's a little fucked up.
This is such a hilarious Legion of Gangs argument we're debating. Like, dude, it's okay to call black people monkeys. Come on now.
Monkeys.
If they look,
you go non-monkey black person a monkey. Now we got a problem. That's racist. But you call a monkey black a monkey. Come on, that's comedic license.
We fucking really are making the argument. We go for it, dude. Core values. I love it.
Well, I'm just saying the fact that she apologized for it, and then that should have, I think, been the end of it. The fact that they had to like take away everything.
Well, then they also then the propaganda starts, because then they do the thing that was my favorite, because I didn't know what that was from at first when I saw it, and I'm like, that's pretty. I thought it was just like a post she made of her dressed like Hitler.
What was the tweet?
Yeah, dude.
I still think the bitch is white.
Well, that is a fair point though. That if you didn't know that she was black, it's really unclear that she's black. Like you could easily have not.
She's white skin. She presents. Like, go back to the woman's face. She presents Jewish, to be honest.
Valerie Jarrett. Sure. That's who it fucking is. Valerie Jarrett. What was the exact Roseanne quote? Was I right about that? Or was it a little bit worse?
It's loosely that. It's like, looks like Muslim. Yeah, the Muslim Brotherhood or something. And Planet of the Apes had a baby. It was one of those. But the out of context thing they had, I thought it was like an Instagram post or something she just did at home where she dressed like Hitler. And was making swastika cookies.
Swastika cookies?
She was making them, bringing them out of the oven.
I love swastika cookies.
it's a regular thing for you.
She was taking them out of the oven. Yummy, and then like, that was like for, first of all, she's Jewish, and that was for Hebe magazine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was like the cool kids.
Well, that is what Nazis would call a Jewish magazine.
It's so funny. I know. But I did shows for them. I went on like a little like mini tour for Hebe magazine once they were promoting
Heat magazine,
and it was just like, it was like the cool kids like Jewish magazine. It was so funny. And and that's what that was a photo shoot for. So the point is like they put that out there as more of the thing. It's like, this girl never stops doing stuff like this, and that's like one of the examples, and you're like, come on.
Gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank YoCreatum.com for supporting today's show. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for kratom, you got to get it from YoCreatum.com.
Best prices, lab tested, high quality, and it's run by the coolest dudes in the
mother approved
game. Yeah, mother approved.
It is not, that part is George. Not true.
That's not true at all.
Kid tested, mother approved.
Those guys are awesome. They support all things Gas Digital and Skankfest and everything. Marquee sponsor. That's really an awesome company and an awesome product. If you're in the market for kratom, this is the place to do it for sure.
YoCreatum.com.
YoCreatum.com, everybody. Home of the $60 kilo. YoCreatum.com, $60 kilo. .com. All right, let's get back into it.
Like, Dave, why are you trending on Twitter right now?
Oh, you know, libertarian shit.
somebody was like, Dave's trending on Twitter. I was like, fuck, it's over.
Really?
Yeah. No, 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 no. It's nothing fucking bad. It's just a fucking a political thing. I like broke.
He's like, yeah, they hacked my computer. They found a lot of emails. It's kind of a whole thing.
Born, yada yada, Muslim Brotherhood, Planet of the Apes, yada yada yada.
No, swastika cookies.
Yeah, pretty sure my sitcom's canceled. Anyway,
unceremoniously killed.
So, off. You know, one thing leads to another. You guys, honestly, they're coming after you next. So,
zip, zap, zoom. We're all done.
Trending. I've trended a few times on Twitter. And it's really not what you like think it would be. Like the first time I ever did, I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking trending. And then it's like no followers come in or anything from it. It's not like your next tweet doesn't do any better than your last tweet.
I was like, when you're trending and you find out it's for the tweets, just like, you know, a fart is the perfect word for what it is. It's just something like innocuous.
It's just not, there's not much to it, but hey, look at that.
That's pretty cool.
I also have the most generic name ever. So, I don't know. Someone just see Dave Smith.
How do you know Dave's trending on Twitter? How'd you see that?
Because somebody messaged me. They
you have a ticker.
I tweeted something, and then they were like, "Oh, something this," and then he's like, "And also, Dave's trending on Twitter. How crazy is that?" I did actually. You know what's funny? I did pose an interesting question.
Well, you don't seem happy about it.
The audience. Oh, okay. I tweeted out this question, and it came off of Dave tweeting something. Dave tweeted some horseshit. No, fucking,
I was good.
Right-wing Christian conservative fucking faggotry.
Well,
I wouldn't describe it that way.
Just, you know, the next thing you say, Lewis, the Lord is watching.
Dave Smith trending. Look.
Hell yeah.
Right above Mandy Rose, that
who's
whore.
That?
Daniel Radcliffe. Mandy
Rose.
They're both wrestlers. R-Truth and Mandy Rose.
Sandwiched in between a couple of wrestlers.
Logan Paul.
Wow, Dave.
Above.
Click on, when you click on Dave Smith, what comes up when you click on it?
Yeah, Bobby, don't just show me that he is.
Let's see.
Why is he?
Let's see.
It's never funny that Mark Dave is actually the second Dave Smith that comes up.
Dave, hey. you're not verified that other guy is. Dave's verified on Instagram, though, and I'm not.
There's
it makes
two
me furious.
Other Dave Smiths. It's verified.
That's hilarious. So it could possibly be those guys.
Damn, Dave, you're the third most popular.
I'm the
Dave
least
Smith.
Verified one. Nah, it's me.
Are you calling people pedophiles?
I think he's defending a pedophile. No, I wasn't. He said I was, but I wasn't.
Oh, he said you were calling someone a pedophile.
Like he said I was calling the guy a pedophile, but I never called him a pedophile. I just said he said something retarded. I called him a retard.
Oh.
A retardophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one who likes
retards.
He only fuck underage retards.
Man, that is the easiest of pickings, huh?
Dude, retardophiles? Dude.
To be a retardophile?
I almost feel like it's so fucked up it should be legal. Like, dude, whatever. Go for it.
Yeah, who's going to fuck him besides this guy?
He was like eating grapes in the supermarket.
Dude, that got so illegal, it became legal again. You went all the way to the other side of illegal.
Jumped it. Jumped ship.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're saying the question that was raised, which was Fat Dave, or the old Fat Dave, whose account got banned, but he asked you the question.
Mm. Which, I mean, Dave offered up some horseshit advice where he was like, never take relationship advice from anyone who isn't happily married.
No, that's exactly
what you said. I think I quoted you.
Yeah. But, well, it was a longer tweet than that. I said, and I changed it when you said, I'd say that you should value advice from someone who has achieved what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, he's like, it's like taking financial advice from somebody who's poor.
Poor. I was just saying, it's maybe happily married is overstated.
Fucking
I'd say
deep someone, future president.
Someone in sick. A successful relationship, I think.
But you didn't say that. You said happily advice. Married. And then I made the point where I thought it was horseshit advice, which is because, you know, I personally, I don't know that I'll ever get married. It's not something that I really want to do. And I think you can be in a successful relationship and a happy relationship and not be married. You could also be happily single and have the perspective of like, hey, I've had a lot of failed relationships. Don't do this and give great advice based off of what not to do.
Yes. Yes. And a poor person could give you advice about what not to do.
What about a person that's had $1 million, but then has become bankrupt afterwards? I think they offer a very unique perspective, much more so than the person who maybe just struck it rich. Right. So
I'm not saying there couldn't be an exception to this rule. Generally speaking, if you want something, if you want to just be not married and be in a happy relationship and someone has achieved that, I'd value their advice a little bit more. Generally speaking, I'd value the advice from someone who's where you want to be more than someone who is.
Yes, as a rule of thumb, fine. But anyway, I posed the question, or somebody else posed the question, who would you rather take advice from, Lewis or Big J?
Relationship advice from Lewis or Big J.
Lewis or Big J.
Again, it depends. You trying to get this bitch to Jamaica? You go to Lewis's.
But it's actually an interesting question, and I tweeted it out. I tweeted out, to my audience specifically, and I asked who they would rather ask advice from. And I did a Twitter poll, Jay. Who do you think that they'd rather get advice from, me or you?
This is Lewis's audience, keep in mind.
Oh, yeah, then probably Lewis.
Still you, Jay.
Still you.
By a wide margin.
Very wide margin, which I will say is fucking crazy.
It's not crazy.
No, it's not crazy at all.
That's crazy.
Jay has been in like a fucking decade-long relationship. It's not that
marriage
crazy
that he's trying to get out of.
Yeah, no, that for sure. But
well, I mean, yeah, okay. But there's an asterisk if you want to be a dick about it. But
yeah, but I'm saying even if me and Christine like didn't work out, it would still like I was with her for like 10 years and like figured it out.
Whatever. I was with 12 girls for 6 months. Yeah. I mean, what do you value more here?
But see, that's
you,
the thing.
And you by the way, and most of them are like a life changing experience is about to happen. And then in like 4 weeks, you go like, oh, it's just a chick.
Why are you attacking me, dude?
I'm not.
Well, you raised the question.
You just attacked the fuck out of me, dude.
I would
dude.
Take
wow.
your advice. I would
wow,
say
victim.
If
playing victim.
I'm not playing victim. I am a victim, dude. I was victimized just now in front of the fans, the masses.
I would think you would be a good person to give advice to about how to get laid.
Get pussy, dude, for sure. Yeah.
Me, how to get pussy? Good.
Throw a wide
net. I literally couldn't give you advice. I don't know how it works. I just do it. I live.
Nah,
I breathe.
Pussy.
You are getting pussy.
I couldn't actually give advice on how to get pussy.
That's not true.
That might be right. You know how you get pussy.
No, yeah. But you could give advice.
Yeah, no,
if
no,
there
no,
was a
no.
young guy who had like some question, like, oh, shit,
if there was some guy with the same mental dispositions that I have, I do, and physical dispositions, I don't know that I could be like, hey, dude, this is how you do it.
I couldn't tell anybody how to get, but I don't know. I'm like,
it's almost like comedy. Like, I couldn't tell somebody how to make money
so
in comedy. I couldn't give somebody advice on like what to do, how to get to like, you sort of have to, in the moment, feel what's right and what's wrong, and you get yourself to a place where it becomes instinctual. You know what I'm saying? So like that's like
Damon,
my advice is fail a bunch. My advice is don't be afraid to fail over and over and over and over again until you actually can have some sort of semblance of instinct on how to do it.
That's not bad advice.
It's great advice. You know what? The more I say it, the more I believe it.
Take Louis, Duluth, should you start wearing a big furry top hat and start giving pussy getting advice?
Dude, we should do a fucking pussy show, dude.
Jacob Batat is, I mean, taken with you.
Me?
Yeah. Like,
well,
he's
batarded.
Jacob is like, he's so like, he's just impressed with, as a cocksman, he's impressed with you heavily.
I do okay. I've always done pretty well. Even before I was a comedian, before I had any success, I've literally always done well with pretty girls.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm saying Jacob's very impressed with that.
Yeah.
Pretty girls.
Pretty gals. High school, I was like, but I've always been sort of a romantic.
Sure.
You know, like I was always like, you know, for even in high school, like when it was Valentine's Day, I'm showing up with flowers and like a gift and like a nice dinner and like
Lewis.
You know, I was always like that too. I'm saying it was exactly like right away. I'm gonna be everything you want in a man.
Oh, dude, I'm Prince fucking Charming, dude. I start pulling your hair. I'm like, you're Rapunzel, right, bitch?
Oh
yeah. Well, no, I'm romantic. I'm also romantic out the gate. We've talked about this before. We have fuckboy energy, you and I, Jay.
Sure.
So it's like, if I'm going to like, even if I'm just like hooking up with a chick, I'm like, oh, let's go to dinner. And I go to like a romantic, nice dinner where she's like, wow, hey, this is one of the nicest dinners I've ever been to.
Hey, you want to go to dinner? I love you. You're a stupid pig, but look at me treating you like a person.
Hey, I feel like we should have sex tonight. Want to get married?
Huh? Just so you know, before we make love, I love you.
Yeah, it's so funny because being with Christine for so long, I really don't have that. I haven't gone like taking girls on dates or anything like that in like a zillion years.
Even when you guys have like a threesome with a chick, you don't like meet up with a chick and take her to like a nice dinner or something?
No, we've never done that. Here's the thing. Like, Christine wouldn't share my whatever thing in that is. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't share whatever that insecurity is that drives that. Do you know right. what I mean? She's like, no, this girl wants to fuck. Let's just go fuck. Like, I used to say that.
I also, but I, it's not even about fucking. I like girl, feeling, I like, first of all, I like eating good food and experiencing like new things. There's like a, there's another level, not to sound gay as fuck, dude, but it's like, you know, like you're experiencing like flavors and like it's a different sensation than like just shut up.
Wow, dude. You sound like a fucking asshole and you're drinking wine. Jesus, you're a jerk off. Is this why we don't usually hang out on Tuesday?
Love making is nothing but a flavor when you think about it.
Pontificating vampire boy night.
Do you know what I'm saying?
What a dildo.
You know what I'm saying, dude.
Flavors,
there's just
experiencing the flavors dancing on your palate.
Dude, sure there's God. Listen to me. There's these different sensations, dude. There's fucking
now, listen,
visual, there's
off,
taste, again, there's auditory. You go experience music. That's a different thing than eating an amazing meal with a chick, right? And that experience, maybe if you're eating something for the first time together, you've never, you know, something that like an amazing restaurant you've never been to. Either
I totally,
one of you.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction, and this was so much lamer than what I thought you were going to say. Like, I thought you were just going to be like, oh no, it makes you feel nice. It makes you feel like the man to like take a chick out.
That's
like
also true. There's some of that like as well. That.
But then you just went.
It was like the buttery garlic of the escargot trickling down my taste buds. Well, no, one,
they say it's a natural aphrodisiac.
You go to a fucking museum and you look at paintings. That's a different experience. And there's something about that experience while you're doing it together that fucking you connect. Am I crazy? Am I drunk? What's happening?
Yeah, you're drunk. But here's the other thing, Lewis. The problem is it's not real if you do it with everybody for the first few months and then don't do it anymore.
But that's not true. You can also get to know somebody and go, okay, this isn't the person. And that's what's happening. I think a lot of people, they just go, all right, cool. What happens with me is I realize a chick isn't the one. After like 6 months to 8 months, I go, all right, this isn't the one. And then I move on. I think that's fair.
I always know too. I always, whenever I'll ask Lewis about the chick he's dating, I know when it happens because it goes from like, dude, she's fucking the one. I'm going to marry her. This is the next one. This is the rest of my life is this chick. And then one time, like a week later from that last time, I'm like, oh, how's everything going with her? And he's like, oh, you know, dude. You're like, oh, it broke right there.
It's also a thing where I'm a father and my son, like... what happens is I start dating a chick and if something like doesn't click where I go, oh, I don't see a future with this chick. I don't want to waste her time or my time. I don't think that's like, I think a lot of other people, they're willing to just waste each other's time. And I think
about this. You talked to me about this like once before. And I remember thinking, I was really thinking about it. Cause try to imagine what it's like to like have kids and then be out fucking dating again. And it is a weird thing because you've already experienced almost like the ultimate, you know, like thing you could do, just like have a kid, and then you're just back out with someone else. And you kind of said, you were like, I don't know, it's like the level of love that you've been to, you're almost like, if I say I love you, it's like, yeah, I love you. I don't know. Yeah. It's not quite like what.
It's not, dude. It's not even so much about like the relationship. So your kid, dude, when you have your fucking kid, you're like, that's love. And then when you go like, oh shit, you start dating again. You're like, oh, when I say I love you to some chick, when you compare it to what your love for a fuck, like genuine, like I take a bullet. It's not even a debate. Everyone here is a father. You know it, right? Some guy comes in with a gun. You're a fucking human shield in that moment. It's not a thought. It's not a question.
Yeah, but I have that feeling for my wife also. Like I have that fucking same thing. But also part of that's because like she's my kid's mother. Like it's all
yes,
like intertwined.
But I think it's
related,
much more to do with that, because if you didn't have a kid with her, you'd be like, ooh.
No, it's also intertwined that it's hard to like separate it. But part of it also is that like she gave me those kids. You know what I mean? Like there's something about that that's like a big, not just that she's their mother, but that like she, I don't know. But it's all, but yeah, I mean, like if I fucking was single with my kids, like if I was co-parent and there was just some chick, the bullet came, I'd be like, oh no, I didn't see it coming. Like, oh shit. Oh no. What happened? Oh, was it, the shooter was over there? I thought it looked like it was that guy.
Well, that's like, I also have like, you know, you have a responsibility to fucking live for your kid. Right. But no, that's really what happens. So it's not like I just fucking, I'm not going like, oh, like no, in the honeymoon stage, I am like, like engage with a chick like that where I'm like, oh, this chick's fucking great. I'm really, really into her. That's why I'm making her my girlfriend. I date a lot of chicks. I hook up with a lot of chicks when I'm single. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a bunch of chicks that I'm like, you know, going out on dates with and having drinks with. And then you find somebody like, oh, this could be, you know, somebody who I want to have a real relationship with. And then, yeah, after 6 months, if it's not going to be forever, I'm not wasting anybody's fucking time anymore. And I'm just sort of like blunt about that.
Yeah, that's whatever. That's fine.
I understand.
But me and Dave are both, yeah, I agree with this. But me and Dave are both just saying is very much in the first week or two, you go, this is forever. Everything's changing.
That's not true.
She makes me know I want to be a better person.
That's an exaggeration.
You tend to fall very hard off that. Listen, I'm not even like judging that. I really am very like, I just think like whatever fucking makes you happy and feel fulfilled and like all that. But the point I was making before is that usually when people are asking like for relationship advice, they're asking for making something work for, you know, a long stretch, at least like 10, at least that's what I think. So in that case, I understand why Jay won the poll because he's just been with a chick for a fucking long time.
Yeah. Twice.
I was with one chick for like 3 years once.
Actually, I was like three long relationships. Actually, I was in like my teenage years too. I was like,
that one doesn't count. I was in like,
yeah, I don't care. I'll give you the other two.
No, but it was like 17 to 21. Like, that's a pretty like,
I was also in a relationship like that. You're a kid. You're a kid and you're also like fat and insecure. And she was just cute. It wasn't because like, it was literally for no other reason except she was cute.
I'm not saying, and you're right. She was dumb as a board.
yeah, I know. I know the chick you're talking about. She was a fucking like retarded Philly whore. And you were just like insecure. So you were like, oh, this is like the first like skinny, tiny, cute chick that wants to fuck me regularly. So it's easy to become engaged and infatuated with a chick like that.
So yeah, she was like, but I was with her for many years. No, that's nothing to do with giving relationship advice necessarily. I'm just saying it's weird. Like I've never. Like if me
never been single for an extended period
didn't
of time.
Work out, like it would be so foreign to me living alone. Never done that. Do you know what
wow,
I mean? Like,
yeah, date, you've never like, done that. Date,
Jay, like, it date. Sounds like you're out loud fantasizing about it right now.
No.
Like if me and Christine didn't work out, I'd be living alone.
She goes, I have enough money to have her killed.
Russian pussy.
But I'm saying I've never
probably
had,
like, get in free, shape.
I've never had like a free like life like that ever. You know what I mean? So like, I would never like, I've never, that would be so like, it'd be like, scary. I feel like almost.
You had a kid young, man. You had a kid very young. It's a whole different thing. It's like, yeah, you really had like me and Lewis had like many years of no responsibilities. Like our, you know, I had no responsibility, but you know, no real responsibilities, like our entire 20s. And then how old were you when you had your kid, Lewis? 35?
30.
Oh, 30. Okay, yeah, you're a little younger. But your entire 20s still. Jay was like from the get-go.
The kid.
Yeah.
And also not like a super like street smart, like, you know, you're from the fucking suburbs. Like you weren't like, it's not like you lived a fucking crazy life. Like you lived with your parents up until you were like essentially moving out into doing comedy. So you didn't have like even any like a few years of like being at a college dorm to sort of like sow your wild oats, or like you went from like literally like being a kid to having a kid, which is fucking
wild.
We're going to
break up Jay's relationship on this podcast right now.
So dude, you need to feel this
shit.
Gotta
live, bro.
Dude, you need to get out there.
What are you doing?
This will be what's called to blame eventually.
Exhibit A.
No, I mean, look, but you live your fucking life now. Like you and Christine do fucking, you know, you have fucking threesomes and shit and you fucking party and all that shit. So it's not like you don't have like, I don't know, you've gotten a lot of shit out of your system. You've done a lot cooler shit than the average fucking dude out there.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. Like what Lewis was talking about, those young relationships. I'm like, now, you know, like at least, you know, I have some semblance of what you have to, there's a value to me. When you're young and just a fat kid, you're like, what's the value I bring?
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Fume, the best way to quit smoking cigarettes. You got to check out Fume. It's a natural inhaler designed for a better, safer, and natural way to quit smoking cigarettes. It's a no smoke, no vape, no nicotine replacement for the hand to mouth habit.
No electronics.
Smoking. Yeah, no electronics, nothing, no chemicals, no nicotine, nothing like that. It just has these cores infused with plant oils that are studied to curb cravings. I do know several people who have quit smoking cigarettes or quit vaping with Fume. If you're trying to quit, if you're a former smoker who still struggles with cravings.
If you just like wood in your mouth, it's Canadian maple.
And it's also, it's not even just for people who like quitting smoking. They have a bunch of different cores that you could put in these little wooden inhalers. So you could get the benefits of the world's super plants, whether it's for energy relief, if you guys want relaxation, there's a bunch of different benefits. So go check out their entire line of products.
It's also great where you can't vape or smoke, like first class on a plane every week, going to and from different cities.
Sure, sometimes you're at a $1,300 dinner with a hot girl.
Yeah, sometimes you take a hot girl out to a $1,300 just to experience the taste. You know what I mean? It's not really about the money. Fume is an amazing product. It helped me out a lot. I really got to get, I got to pull it back out again. But it's I was smoking a lot less when I was using it. It is an awesome product. If you go right now to breathefume.com/legion, use the code Legion, you're going to get 10% off your entire order. How cool is that? Again, that's Breathe Fume, BREATHEFUM. The fume is spelled FUM, so it's breathefume.com/legion, code Legion, 10% off your entire order. Get on it today. All right, let's get back into it.
I still don't. Funny. I think about it. Why would, like, I think about the girls that fucked me when I was like 25, and it, like, I have no respect for them.
Just broke, smelly.
It's crazy, dude. Lewis. Why would you spread your legs for me? Who I was back then? It's fucking psychotic, dude. There's no redeeming qualities. If I'm a chick that I've got, like any hot chick at all, you're like, no, dude, not a guy who sells comedy club tickets on the street who like fucking is out there. Like, I'm like a straight up, like just a fucking piece of shit.
Right. I tell being them that every time they start talker, dating you, every time they start fucking you, I'd be like, what are you doing with that piece of shit?
But like, it's the equivalent, like a poor schlubby guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the equivalent of like a 700 pound chick. Like in my mind, like just like when I look at like what they, like their value is to the opposite sex, like a fucking, it wasn't like I was like a hot dude with abs. Like there was nothing. I don't understand why any girl fucked me.
Because in your 20s, being charming, being charming and being funny, and you always had kind of like a big, I don't know, like a presence that can get you.
Yeah, Lewis, you were also like, you'd also like, you led like a crew of dudes like that all worked for you. And like,
you're right. I was always a leader to a certain degree, even on the shittiest, even if I was leading like shitty dudes, I was sort of like, I gave off like an alpha, like leader vibe.
Yeah, but, you were also, you had like a cool thing going, you know what I mean? You just like wore baggy shit and just smoked pot and talk to chicks. Like you just kind of had like,
That's not cool. Well, you know what it is? Maybe now it's a different cool level of chick that I'm looking at.
It's cool.
There's no fucking girl that like I would date now that would fuck Luis J. Gomez when I was 25.
But that's good.
Not. Of Thank course God. Not. Yeah, it makes no sense. Of course.
You know, it's a crazy way to be. Crazy fucking way to be.
That's just aging.
Yeah.
All it is aging.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, exactly. You want a girl who's looking for like, yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, why don't we go find a garage to go smoke pot? And you'd be like, what? Out of home.
Dude, I remember like not that long ago taking a girl out. In the past like 6 to 8 years and being on a date and being like, oh, hey, do you want to do some coke? And she's like, oh, no, I don't do coke. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to go do coke in the bathroom while you wait for me.
She goes, and then I got left. This date's going so great.
She still fucked me, dude. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. She's like, no, I don't do coke. I was like, oh, I'll be right back. Hey. And then I went and did a bunch of blow in the bathroom.
Came out, she should have been gone.
Yeah.
Like she shouldn't have been there.
She should have been fucking gone.
Yeah, if you don't do coke, someone on a first date going, hey, you want to do some coke? Should be a deal breaker.
Wild, dude. What's funny is Kim, I remember when I first started dating Kim Congdon, she slept over the first weekend. She came over like in New York and she flew out. It's very funny. She didn't even say anything to me. But I bought weed from guys in my neighborhood and she's from LA. And like in LA, like it just was a different thing. Like I would buy These guys in Harlem would sell dime bags of weed, but I buy like 10 at a time, but they were like little tiny, they look like Coke baggies, right? Mm-hmm. These little tiny Coke baggies. So I had all these little tiny baggies around my apartment. She'd like find, and she thought I was like a secret Cokehead.
Oh, hey, Kim, head. I'm going to go get some weed. You got $3. I'm a little shy.
No, but in Harlem, they would literally still sell dime bags. And this little dime bag of, it was good weed, but it would roll you a blunt. Like, it was just the guys on the hood, like in the hood on the corner, that would sell them right outside mm-hmm. of the, you know, you buy a blunt wrap and you buy a dime bag and fucking you'd roll a blunt. And that was that. And that was
the good old days.
5-6 years ago. It wasn't that long ago, you know, but I remember she told me afterwards, she was like, oh, I thought you had like a major Coke problem, because there was all these little baggies around like your apartment. And I just didn't say anything. And in my mind, I was like, why wouldn't you say anything? Why wouldn't you run if you thought I was like hiding a Coke problem from you?
She's like, I can't believe I'm really considering long-term relationship with this raving Cokehead. I'll just keep quiet.
Dude, I couldn't, like, I don't do Coke now. I couldn't imagine being with a girl who did Coke regularly.
No, if you way, Coke dude. Is one of those drugs where like you guys gotta both do that.
No, dude, but some a, dude.
I'd rather not be with a girl who does Coke at all.
Like my girl doesn't do any drugs at all. Luckily, she just does like. It's not even that she's like against it morally. She just they don't sit right with her. You know what I'm saying? Then when she's tried drugs, they just didn't do it for her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even smoke weed, which I fucking like. I really do. It makes me want to not be a fucking drug addict.
Yeah, I get that.
She makes me want to be a better man.
Hey, you know what?
You literally just said the line I said.
Shut up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
You fucking literally just said the line. You yelled at me for calling you out for.
Can I take a moment to promote?
No, we don't need to do drugs, baby. Just let this food dance on our palate.
Taste the flavors. Let the flavors become you.
Can I promote Real Ass Podcast for a second and show Jay something and Dave something that I think they would genuinely enjoy?
Sure.
All right, so I had you pull up. It's
we
all
play Who's Most Justified.
Yeah, we can right one. After that for sure.
After that, can we play?
Yeah. So
can I go play?
I had Mark Randa Beck on the podcast.
Oh Lord,
oh, really?
Pod. And Randa, you know, look, dude, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Randa. You know, I'm a weirdo. Oh,
you are a Randa. You're really there, but for the grace of God, go I.
Well, he's like a sick guy.
Look, I have friends that I went to high school with, and I'm like, they're Mark Random types.
Really?
And I don't think
like that eccentric, like that, yeah. Like living their lives that crazy.
Yeah, I had a couple
he's
friends
never,
who were like
he's
that.
Never going to have a successful, normal life.
Well, I don't, but I don't dislike Random.
I'm not saying I dislike him.
He's not going to have a traditional path of success, but look, with this weird world of podcasting, if he got... Here's the thing. This last appearance on Real Ass Podcast, he was way more lucid. I think he's on the right medication now or whatever else it is. He right. wasn't like, you know, over the top. He sort of picked his shots. And I thought he did a really good job. You know, look, this is a weird fucking world we live in. So I wasn't
He's a fucking character for sure.
Super fucking super weird guy. But like, I have always had a sort of a soft place in my heart for Mark Randa. We had him on again. Zach won't be on the show with him. And it's Mark's own fault, dude. Random fucking is like been like weirdly threatening and fucking trolling. And
oh, Zach won't come in when he's there.
Yeah, Zach happened to be out of town writing for the Whitney roast that week, so I invited Random in.
Okay.
And Random brought Coke, and I was like, Random, I was like, you're the man if you do Coke on the show. And he starts like blowing lines on the show. It's on the table. He's being.
Did
a
you say he's stable and seems to have it together?
He has a little more together right now.
He's got the right balance of medication
meds and Coke.
Turns out it's Coke.
I think the mix of it's Wellbutrin and cocaine.
Cocaine.
And some fine China White.
So he I'm hoping by the way, I'm vamping hard. So I'm hoping you guys pull this. All right, good. So listen, I'll give you the setup. So Figs is starting to salivate for this Coke. I have Figs guest hosting for Zach. And Figs is like, yeah, dude, I'll do some Coke. But we're kind of alluding to it. So this is the
moment. These guys don't want to do morning Coke?
Yes, 11 a.m. podcast.
He's so salivating for morning Coke?
This is the moment that Figs... Problem? Just please watch. It's,
all right.
It's the best. So Figs decides to do some Coke. Yeah, dude, you got to at least you got to gum a little bit, dude. You got to if you don't gum a little bit...
Leave the camera on us, and then...
Yeah, leave the camera on.
The bathroom.
Right, you go to the bathroom. So, when women cheat, it's fucking straight up...
No, they justify it mentally in their head. That's why...
No, keep the camera on me, you fucking twits. You fucking... You dumb twits.
Well, that's because... because the women.
By the way, random definitely.
That's so fucking funny.
It makes me laugh. Everybody.
That's so fucking mentally funny. He's trying to be off when camera.
Women, oh, when women twist,
you zoomed up to the camera.
Just let it play. Let it play. All right, you go to the bathroom. So, you know, when women cheat, it's fucking straight up.
No, they justify it mentally in their head. That's why.
No, keep the camera on me, you fucking twits. You fucking, you dumb twits.
Well, that's because the women.
By the way, just play it. Random definitely built up a.
Directly in the camera. It's directly in the camera.
You can tell.
A fucking retard.
That's the best. I can't find the bathroom.
Holy fuck. Hey. You worried about a girl shooting ping pong balls out of her snatch? You got people doing coke in the. On camera?
Yeah, dude, I'm worried about girl. Are you kidding?
Huh?
Who gives a shit if people are, I don't give a shit if people are doing coke. I care about girls squirting liquids and shit on my microphones and table that cost a wild amount of money and we rent to people that don't want to fucking touch people's shit and liquid.
You think
he's got a point.
Sure. But you think that, you don't think it's like bad for the thing to have people doing coke on camera?
We smoke weed and do drugs. Who gives a shit? All right? Like, that means literally nothing to me. You guys have done coke on SDR show. I literally don't care. He's nothing. I'm very consistent in this. Ralph, what'd you say?
I didn't do coke.
Lewis? Didn't you guys do coke on a CR show once?
Ralph did it. Yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah, Lewis, I'm saying, but I didn't give a shit about it.
It's kind of my thing. So,
well, no, I'm consistent in this. It's not like I'm fucking being hypocritical again, here. It's like, Lewis, no, I don't give a shit.
Kind of my deal, being consistent.
You could, to be honest with you, I guess I would care if somebody shot heroin because it's like getting it's weird. There has to be a line drawn, and having bodily fluid shoot onto our table is the line that I sort of draw.
Well, fair enough.
Sure.
If somebody was just shooting snot rockets onto the table, I'd have a problem with it. That'd be crazy.
In there the other
you
day.
Gotta take things up your nose, not out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sort of the line. If you're shooting liquids onto my property,
fucking hilarious. Is he fine with that being out?
Yeah, of course.
Figs.
Well, I hope so now.
Figs, you got to be fat or do coke. You can't be fat and do coke. Your heart's going to stop like Belushi, dude. You guys are too high energy. Although now him and Robbie Goodwin's thing makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
It does seem coke fueled. I'm so bad at knowing that. I've never been able to tell anyone's doing is done coke by their behavior ever, but I knew you guys a long time ago, I think we're doing coke because you kept saying you had to go talk about something in a room. Like
over me and Dave over and never over. Really did a bunch of coke together. Me and Dave,
but this one time we did a gig and you guys did, and it was fucking.
I think me
hilarious.
And Dave have done coke together maybe 5 times sure. ever. Right?
I've never.
Am I crazy, Dave?
Well, this was one of them.
Dave's never done coke. Dave, what's funny is early on in our relationship, I thought Dave had a coke problem. And it wasn't because Dave had a coke problem. It was just because he did it like 3 times within the space of a month. And I was like, oh, dude, we're losing Dave. And then I got a coke problem. And I was like, oh, Dave didn't have a fucking coke problem. That was nothing. That wasn't shit, dude. I'll show you a coke problem.
I still can't believe you had such a, like, look. If it makes
I had
sense,
a crazy problem with
coke. It makes sense now.
Every day, you said, right?
Now, if you had a coke problem, I got a family and I'm just like, we don't hang like that much, you know, on a day-to-day basis. So I'd be like, oh shit, I could see that flying under the radar. But at this time, me and Lewis were hanging like so much that it's just, I can't believe I was completely oblivious. I had no idea.
It was an effort to hide my coke problem from my friends. I remember
you needed it for? Where did you were you depressed and you felt like it was making you feel better, or what was the
yeah? It was time? You know what's funny is like I ended up once I got on Adderall, I stopped doing coke. That was sort of the end of my coke problem. Once I went to a doctor,
the beginning of your Adderall issue.
No, it was the beginning of my Adderall issue, but the Adderall issue was way less of an issue than the coke issue, even though it was crazy and over the top and trying to fight Kurt Metzger. That was the last time I did Adderall, by the way. It was the Kurt Metzger night at the Comedy Store.
Really?
Last time I ever took Adderall.
Huh.
You know, it, like, yeah, those the stimulants really like they got me fucking going. But it was everything, dude. There was a I was taking OxyContin's, you know, it was a year in recent memory where I was just like on OxyContin 3-4 nights a week. Jay, you too.
No, not me too.
You were doing a lot.
No, I literally did it. We do it once a week. And then the first time that I had to take more than I took that would work, I was like, yeah, no more. And we never did it again.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. You had the Molly addiction.
I didn't have that either. I haven't done that since quarantine at all. And it's not weighing on me. Yeah, I don't know. Those things, like, again, I think it's because I take a medicine that blocks a lot of the stuff of it. So it's like, it's never that, like, it's never as awesome as everybody else is feeling when I'm doing. You know what I mean? So if I do Molly with everybody, I'm having fun, but I'm also not the buzz kill, but like when everyone else is like, we should do more because we're riding the night. And I'm like, well, we should probably come down and go to bed at some point, everyone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have that because I'm not out of my mind. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, I'm having fun. But I mean, like, you know, I got another hour in me, maybe an hour and a half, you know, like I'm eyeing the end. Like, real party people that are feeling it, I think, aren't seeing it. They're like, let's go until we can't go.
Last night at Skank, somebody gave me a gram of MDA.
MDMA.
No.
What? That, MDA? What's MDA?
What is that?
So MDA, apparently, by the way, I want to, how about this? Alex, how about you take over? Because I bet you Alex just knows. This is an assumption of mine. Alex, do you know what MDA is?
No, I haven't taken it. I've heard of it before, though.
You don't know what it is?
I assume that it was...
Alex, you're...
Yeah, sassafras. Oh, this is, dude, I've taken this before. What's funny is I didn't know it was sassafras.
I know it as sassafras, too, and I have taken it. It's pretty awesome.
It's wild.
Synthetic? Synthetic.
It's like it's acid meets Molly. And I took this at the Tool concert.
Visual hallucinate. You took it when?
The Tool concert that we all went to.
Oh, that's why you were weird.
You thought it was weird that night.
Yeah.
You're just saying that.
No, I swear to God. You were like kind of quietly in your own little world. That's not true.
Yeah, I was tripping on sassafras. It's fucking sassafras of the gills, doggy.
How long does it last?
Long. Like 6 to 8 hours.
And you're seeing things.
Visual, and it's like acid meets Molly. That's the best way to describe it. Yeah, it was pretty positive. I just, when I started calming down, I had a bad calm down because I started thinking about like being a bad father, how I had a kid.
Yeah.
How I was standing above him.
Gotcha.
I really haven't done drugs at all since I've had kids.
Well, you also got out of the drug game before designer drugs became available as like, so we had a whole,
no, but like, I'm just saying that like, even like any of that other shit, I feel like now I have no interest in like doing like hard drugs anymore. I don't regret doing them. I had some amazing times on them, but I just don't like want to anymore. But I do feel like in the back of my head that might really fuck with me.
What?
Like, I think that would make it like not fun for me.
Yeah. It's too much, like, seems.
I'm thinking about your kid.
Yeah, feeling.
Well,
like,
that's why I started coming down in a bad way.
Like, I'm right.
Yeah, even
that was it. When I was like, having a good time, drugs. But I started coming down, being like, "What the fuck am I doing with my life?" Like, and then I got a visualization. I might have talked about this in the podcast. You guys remember when I did sassafras? I told you this. I had a visualization of myself like drowning in water. Like, and I couldn't, and I kept on trying to reach up, and there was nobody to fucking pull me out of the water. And I just kept on seeing my hand like sinking under the water over and over and over again.
On my own.
Donkey, it really fucked me up. I got very sad. And like, my come down was crazy intense. Like, much more so. Like, when you do Molly, you're like, oh, dude, I'm bummed, dude. My serotonin is depleted.
Someone take my hair.
What have I become?
What am I doing with my
my sweetest friend? Everyone,
I hurt my day. I'm bobbing to see if focus on the pain. Real.
tell you, it fucked me up, dude. Sassafras was intense. Very. So now I have, I don't have it because I gave it to a Gas Digital employee. There's a Gas Digital employee right now that has a gram of sassafras, and apparently that's enough for like 20 people to get high.
It's Tom.
Don't worry about who it is.
Tom,
don't worry about who it is. But if you want a job opportunity,
do some sassafras Thanksgiving weekend.
Tom, bring it Thanksgiving weekend, dude.
I asked my chick if she wanted to go to the Phillies game or the Eagles game. She said, yeah.
Nice. Real quick, guys, talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks. And of course, that is Zippix, everyone. You know what Zippix is. Zippix. They're the toothpaste. They're the toothpicks that are laced with the good
shit. You say they're toothpaste?
At first, I did.
Dude, if Zippix did toothpaste, that would be even better.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you could brush nicotine into your gums.
Zippix, it would be criminal for you guys to not make toothpaste. Zippix toothpicks are awesome. They are
for the criminally insane.
For the criminally. Zippix is those toothpicks that are laced with nicotine, everybody, in 6 awesome flavors. You can use them anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. No smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts. First class people don't care. You pull the curtain, no one even knows what you're doing. And
you pop it in your mouth, dude. And it's so quick, dude. I remember when we first got them on the show, I don't even smoke. I popped one in my mouth to just talk about it on the show. And within 10 seconds, I was like, holy shit, I just feel like I smoked a cigarette. I was lightheaded, buzzed. I felt like I was on top of the world. I want to smoke cigarettes.
And then you use the toothpick to pull a piece of very expensive filet mignon out of your teeth.
$1,300 filet mignon.
And I'll tell you what, it works just as good as any other toothpick in that regard.
It does.
So if you go to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X toothpicks.com. By the
way, way cheaper than smoking cigarettes.
Way cheaper.
Way more expensive than normal toothpicks.
Yeah. It's a real gray area.
If you're buying them for just toothpick purposes, you're fucking retarded.
Well, if you're looking for just a toothpick, but you also want to feel nice. ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code LOS10. You're going to get 10% off your order today. So even though they're more expensive than regular toothpicks, you're getting 10% off because you're going to them with that promo code LOS10, ZippixToothpicks.com. All right, let's get back into it.
Why don't you want me to come to the Eagles game with you, dude? Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
You're reading that way wrong.
No, I read nothing, dude. I can't read.
You're reading that way wrong. I'd be very happy for you to go.
Jay just doesn't want a bunch of questions about what football is in the middle of the
that's
game.
That's not true.
Not worried about that at all. I actually asked you the question the other day. I was surprised how that you were almost saying you don't know how the game of football works. I thought you may.
I do know. I know. I'm fucking around. Like I follow it enough where it's like, here's the thing. I couldn't explain to two groups of men how to play football. I couldn't do that. I couldn't be like, these are the rules. This is how it goes down. But I can follow it along enough to understand what the downs are. And I understand when there's a turnover. I understand where they have to get the ball to in order to keep the, you know, keep it going down the field. That's really all it is.
That's the game essentially. But it's, I would say more my concern about it is it's an extremely expensive night for something I'm worried that you have no real, I'm worried that you're going to be like, man, it's kind of a waste. You know what I mean? Like, or you might not love it. Maybe you'll love it.
First of all, dude, I fucking.
Lewis wastes money.
Like I waste crazy. Money, doggy. I waste money on crazy shit. Like, I promise you, I've gone to dinners that are more expensive than the Eagles game. I promise.
When it's all said and done for 2 tickets, you're probably going to spend $2,000 and plus.
I've spent close to that in a dinner before.
Great. Well, but your experience.
I don't tip,
but my palates were alive.
He goes, now my eyes will be ingesting the beautiful flavors of the field, the visuals, the lights, the fireworks, the colorful jerseys, the colorful people.
I haven't spent that much. I think the most expensive meal I've ever gotten was like for 2 people was like, I want to say $1,300.
Yeah, I've been there before. But I'm saying if you've never been to a football game before, Sunday night, I don't know what's going to happen over the next 2 weeks, but the Eagles, they could possibly still be undefeated at that time. And it would be like the energy in that place is going to be like you're going to be at a game where you're like, damn, this is.
It's not just energy. It's Philly energy. So it's like racist and aggressive.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how much it's died down as far as that goes. It's not that but there's pockets that are. But for the most part, it's just not even that. It's just the way they cheer for the team. You're going to be like in an intense. It's awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Let's do plugs. Let's do plugs, and then we'll do who's most justified.
Can I do mine real quick? Let's do bigjcomedy.com. I'm on the road nonstop up into March. A special hopefully be coming out in February. But until then, I'm on the road a bunch, man. Miami this weekend, three nights, five shows. After that, I'll be in Salt Lake City for three nights. After that, coming home for Philly weekend, maybe doing MDA with Tom, who now I know for sure is the person who has it.
He's not the guy.
But Dylan, then it's definitely Dylan.
Now, Dylan would do it. Tom would never disrespect me and do my shit without me.
He'd just hold on to it for you. You're right. You're right about that. He might pinch a little. But yeah, so I'll be in Philly that weekend. That's Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at Helium Comedy Club. Sunday night, going to the big game. Pretty exciting. And then Austin, Texas, all over the place. So look for a city near you, bigjcomedy.com. The SDR show here on the Guest Digital Network and the Bonfire with me and Dan Soder, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103.
Sick. I'll be in Miami the 18th and 19th, Aaron Berg, Defend Everyone Tour. Yeah. Then me and Zach Amico. Zach Amico featuring for me in Saratoga Springs on the 11th and 12th of November. A lot of other stuff coming up. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Go support the live shit. It's so much fun. I'm really enjoying getting out there and meeting the fucking fans. Ramping up for Skankfest 2023. Looks like we're going to be announcing everything and putting a pre-sale on sale right before Christmas. So look out for more information on that. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code LOS. Get in a 7-day free trial. Get to experience the entire on-demand library of the Legion of Skanks. Go back from the beginning, binge everything for free. You don't got to pay for it. If you want to cancel that membership, you're all good. Go do that.
You listen to all of it in that
7 days. Seven days, 800 episodes. To
crush 800 episodes.
You can do it. Probably not, actually, but whatever.
How many episodes do we have?
You can download them.
700?
Really?
This will be 695, I believe.
Wow.
I was going to say, we never did a 10-year celebration. Maybe we should do a 1,000th episode, but that's forever from now, too.
It's another 10 months. Years from now.
No, it's a year and a half.
That's a gazillion years from now. Davey?
I will, November 25th, I'll be at out in Poughkeepsie, New York at Laugh It Up. I got Rob Bernstein, Chris Faga coming out with me on that one. Me and Lewis are going back to the Comedy Store for New Year's Eve this year. We got Zach Amico, Colin Terrell coming out with us. That's going to be an incredible show. Go check that out. Ticket links for Poughkeepsie are up at my site, comicdavesmith.com. I'll get those ticket links for New Year's up soon too. Part of the problem, a lot of big things coming up with Part of the Problem. I have major announcements about the future of the show coming up in the next couple weeks.
Are you leaving Guest Digital
for that? Patreon, baby. That's the future. Gonna go make
I'll
some
personally get you kicked off Patreon.
Okay, well, we'll see. No, I'm never leaving Gas Digital unless a better offer comes along. But no, not leaving Gas Digital. But big announcements about the show. ComicDaveSmith.com, Part of the Problem, Yo MMA Rap, all here at Gas Digital. My home. I would never leave Gas Digital. Again, unless a better offer came along.
For now. For now.
Daily Mail.
Damn, let's do Sassafras.
Jay, you want to do Sassafras now?
So bad.
He does. I mentioned Jay's it. For we described what it was, and now he's like, that sounds
itching
fun.
My face.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, it is really fun, but it's a very big commitment. Like, it's your whole, it's a long.
Sunday. It's a Sunday drug.
Yeah.
One day. I'll take it one day. Maybe. If I ever find it. Let's do a little Who's Most Justified? What do you say?
Ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of Who's Most Justified. It's a new one, right? It's not even one of the normal ones that we have.
Yeah, new kind.
Who's most justified wearing blackface?
So the first one here I'm going to show you is from a cheerleader in Southlake, Texas. And she was playing a game of cops and robbers with her children, with her students.
Somebody wants to hear
what's going on? The robber is wearing blackface.
Right. She's wearing blackface. Wow.
Where is this?
South Lake, Texas.
Truthville, Kentucky.
So I have a story for this.
Keep it real, Stown. Yeah. Idaho.
Wow.
Yeah. Best school district in the nation. Again,
right down there in Honesty, Texas.
Blackface being done. Well, there's a story, I guess, but my guess is saying that, like, because no one's ridiculous enough to not know the problem that blackface causes. It is weird that it gets through no matter what, but I don't know if the intention of this was.
Was that real blackface? Was it like a stocking over the cap? I couldn't really say.
No, I think it was makeup, black makeup on their face.
So,
these newscasters do not look happy.
Are they in blackface?
Can you believe
a town divided?
So, they tell you in the story, but the face that she was wearing is a mask.
Oh, it's a mask. It's not blackface. It's a mask.
She's like a burglar.
Some people in North Texas shocked and very angry.
Yeah, it's not the actual
some people
that has people
feeling very South justified.
Blake up said it was what one child was wearing that's raising concern.
It's a child.
A game called White Cops, Black Child, White Cops, Black Child, Black Thief, Black Robbers.
Don't let it alone. Can you rewind that and have JJ say the joke again? We're now falling apart completely.
They were playing White Cops and Black Robbers.
Hell yeah, dude.
There you go.
Got you guys.
When South Lake upset, it was what one child was wearing that's raising concern. Damon Fernandez explains.
I gotta tell you something right now. Go back, Bobby. Go back a couple seconds. I just do not understand a belt with no belt loops. It just never makes sense to me.
There's
always stands out. Nope, no loops. No, there's no loops.
What do you mean?
There's no loops for that belt. That belt's
like the
just
holding the loop. The belt.
No loops.
I'm sorry. Yes. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
It's just a belt in the middle.
Fernandez explains.
It's this video that's now going viral of children dressed up as a cop and a robber at Champion Cheer in South Lake that has some people raising eyebrows.
I looked at this particular video and I was outraged.
Activist Kevin Garner Sr. is among community members who say they have concerns about this video clip that was posted by a Champion Cheer staffer during a gym-sponsored event a week and a half ago. Some critics complaining one of the children appears to be dressed up in blackface and mocking African-Americans at the hands of police.
I think it depicts African-Americans as criminals, crooks.
Criminals.
Jesus Christ.
I think we're being detected as criminals and.
Yeah, we got to hear that again.
As criminals, crooks.
Since the video's gone viral, criminals. Champion
Corks.
Corks, borks, pigs, swigs,
criminals. Crooks.
Since the video's gone viral, Champion Cheer, which has been active in the community for more than two decades, issued a statement on social media, saying in part, it has come to our attention that a video that was taken at our recent Halloween lock-in has caused hurt to others. Gym owner Jennifer Graham says the children involved are 9-year-old elementary schoolers who picked out their own costumes for a contest. She says the mask was a $4.99 accessory from Party City, and the girls did not intend anything negative nor racial
blackface. It's like a Jabberwocky mask.
Yeah, it's not. This chick is not in blackface. This is a completely made-up, like, scam. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. But what is? Are they playing cops? Why are they saying cops and robbers? Oh, because they're playing the Bad Boys theme?
And they're playing cops. So she has like a bundle of cash.
No, they're playing cops and robbers. And the chick catches her and then like handcuffs her. But they're just playing. I mean, she wasn't like. There seems to be no real evidence that she was.
I mean, there's also no real evidence that she's not doing blackface.
Yeah, but
no one.
It's inconclusive at best from this video if she's doing blackface.
It's gonna be great.
Well, what is conclusive is that
I knew.
I mean, it's conclusive that the problem was solved.
No, I knew it was blackface for sure. I know back then we were playing all like, no, it's like a Jabberwocky, man. Why is everybody giving racial? But it was blackface.
To be honest with you, it probably is. I still don't have a problem with it. I don't give a shit.
I'm pretty skeptical that this was actually blackface.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It seems like they were playing cops and robbers, and then whoever the 9-year-old was like, well, I'm the black person, so I'm the robber, obviously.
Obvo. Next story.
I mean, look, I think if you're playing a game with cops and robbers and you have a black mask and you leave it on the floor, it's more racist. You're like trying to avoid the obvious thing. Throw that mask on your face, start fucking shucking and jiving, run away from those cops.
I have no idea why B kept you away from those Board of Education meetings, Lewis.
Come on.
I have no idea why.
You don't know anything, dude.
By the way, I almost joined the PTA today.
Yeah.
Hey.
Today? Wow.
No, yesterday.
Ooh.
Well, why didn't you?
It was a whole to-do.
I wouldn't be good at it.
No, I was going to. It was to make B feel bad. I was going to actually, out of spite, join the PTA.
I love it.
No, it's the best reason to join the PTA.
That's a really good reason.
Yeah, dude. And they were like, sign up for the PTA. And then I looked at it. And I was like, I don't fucking feel like
being part of a spite committee.
Talking to this person and filling out a form.
Hey, this is my first meeting. Who do you join to get back at?
Yeah. All right, so we have the lemon squares. Who the fuck was supposed to bring the lemon squares? I can't do this by myself. I need your help, bitches.
All right, so the next video is from another teacher who's trying to connect with his black students by imitating Common, the rapper.
Oh, that's great. Let's look, why don't you get with people that don't know who he is at all either?
Opportunities limitless. Possibilities senseless. What will yes. you do? Millions of people, not enough to eat. What will we do? With AI, Microsoft technology, the future is up to you. You can do it. With AI, the future will blow your mind.
You know, I'll tell you honestly, I'm most offended by the choice of Common song.
Well, it wasn't
with
a song.
That dumb commercial.
The commercial, yeah. What the like, commercial?
Common had some hits, man.
Oh, dude, Sold by the Pound's my favorite, one of my favorite rap songs.
Yeah, Common Sense was no fucking joke, dude. So that's just like, pick a great Common song. I would have looked the other way on it, but that's just, that's racist.
Yeah, you're being racist, dude. You're like, oh, the guy does commercials for Art Institute.
What year is that? There's no way that's this year.
It's that commercial is like in the last few years. It's not that old. It might be 3 years old or something.
How old is that commercial, Bobby? Or that video?
This article is from 2019.
Okay, yeah. This is a few years old.
And that's a white teacher in blackface?
Yes.
Okay. It's still
there's a news article
ago.
About it. If you
give me the article.
And a South Bay teacher on leave tonight for an astonishing choice of Halloween attire.
On leave.
Astonishing choice is a great word.
Video posted to Twitter appears to show. This, by the way, it's a few years ago because they have two white people covering the story.
Yeah.
They'd have those mulattoes covering the other story.
Dude, Brian Hackney. Pines after Julia Goodrich.
I like if it was just like the white reporters have a totally different like perspective than the black reporter. They're like, we get it. I mean, we all know what's going on.
Teacher under fire tonight for not a big deal. For like, what the fuck ever.
In front of the class, rapping out a lesson in blackface.
Millions of people, not enough to eat. What will we do? With AI, Microsoft technology, the future. It's up to you.
This apparently happened at Milpitas High School back on Halloween. The person who posted the video wrote that the educator is white. The school and the district sent out a joint statement today saying, in a school community where we welcome learners and families who represent cultures and religions.
Why are kids such fucking snitches, though? These kids couldn't just fucking let it happen and it was hilarious and we all just had that moment.
Why are we using these terms educators and learners? Like teachers and students. Why do they have to change everything? And what's wrong with blackface?
remember the offensive costumes? A houseless person?
Yeah.
So
it hurts to know that this type of cultural insensitivity and lack of cultural awareness still hovers in the background. The school board president also sent out a statement saying, as an African-American man, the history of blackface reminds me of the cruelty, hatred, and fear my parents and people of African ancestry have dealt with in the past and still experience today around the world.
But it's not like he was doing like the big lips blackface or something like that. You know what I mean?
This
blackface used to mean that. And now it just became like anything.
Oh, yeah. I can't even... I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty certain when I was younger, white kids would be Mr. T for Halloween. That was a big one, because the A-Team, and paint their faces brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, it wasn't to shit on anybody. It was literally like, I'm being this character and he's black.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, there was no hate involved in it. They loved Mr. T. He was the coolest
character.
I think
you should be able to wear blackface if it is for the sake of being a character. If you're doing blackface to, you know, for the sake of being, well, no, that's just hilarious. You know what? There's no iteration that I don't appreciate a good blackface, you know?
Al Jolson internally. Is what I'm talking about. That's the blackface everybody means when they
But even blackface. Then, if you Al do Jolson. It now, you're doing it like, look, I'm hilarious.
No, but look what Al Jolson blackface is.
I know what it is, dude. The red lips and I know exactly what it is, dude. They're not doing it because, like, back then it was because black people weren't allowed to act in shit. So they were like, well, we got to put a white guy with some.
It just felt like nasty. Like, it was like, we're like really mocking black people with this face. Whereas, like, I don't know. This felt like the common thing was like cringy, but it didn't feel like he was trying to do something like that was like making fun of black people. No. I don't know.
Also, in minstrel
if you're,
shows,
if
black
you're fucking black and we're offended by that, you're a retarded person. What do you want to say? Go fucking.
Well, it's dumb, but I mean, like,
yeah, if you didn't like that blackface, you're really not going to like
wasn't
his
the interesting thing
face.
That in minstrel shows, black people wore blackface in the show. That's very weird.
That's a racist fact. Not a racist fact. A racist's fact. Only racists know that fact.
No, it was from that movie. That Spike Lee movie with the minstrel shows.
It's like, yeah, you know, the most African slaves that were sold by other Africans, just so you know.
Yeah, it's their fault.
That's a racist fact. Yeah. Racists know these numbers.
Victim blaming through history.
Jay knows all the facts that racists know.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys know that Jews actually do have a little bit of reptile in them? Like the smallest, faintest hint, but it's true in the DNA. It's the only race that's similar to reptiles.
Is there a third one?
Yeah. So the third one is a convicted road rage attacker wore blackface to court to prove his point.
What's the point he was proving?
Well, you'll hear it in his speech.
Please, I love this. This guy's probably winning, by the way.
Is he Chinese?
Yes, he is. Goes,
Your Honor, I will be representing myself.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what's up, brother? It's me.
This is a prime example of the habitual corruption and conspiracy within the Keith Conacher and Catherine K. Aloha prosecutor's office and Judge Todd W. Eddins' kangaroo court. I was not given a fair trial, as stated in a motion for judgment of acquittal and or new trial, file stamped on March 11, 2019. Furthermore, I was given this incompetent court-appointed attorney, Kichigi Tomi, who prepared my defense with me only 19 days before my trial. 19 days he worked on my case. Now this kangaroo court is giving me a life sentence for me trying to protect and defend myself against the attack from three guys. In essence, treating me like a black man.
Yes, today, dude.
Dude, the reason why I'm like this is because I prepared myself to play my part in your kangaroo court, treating me like a black man. So today I'm going to be a black man.
So he's actually making an anti-racist statement.
Oh, I love a watermelon.
yummy, a fried chicken, fried chicken wing.
Oh, I go to jail and not take care of my babies.
He's getting life in jail for defending himself against three men.
Dave, he's getting life in jail.
I would like five chicken wings fried hard, nigga.
Oh, I tell you this. I don't take care of no babies.
Do you want to see a story about this guy?
Sure.
Hell yeah, I do. One second. Bruce Lee's main top student in Wing Chun.
I fought. Play my part in your kangaroo court, treating me like a black man. So today I'm going to be a black man.
That's convicted road rage attacker Mark Char. He colored his face with a marker for his sentencing hearing today. The judge was not amused.
Char was convicted of attempted murder and assault for stabbing and slashing three people on the H1 freeway 3 years ago.
Our Lynn Kwana was in court as he threw a tantrum while the judge tried to sentence him for his crimes. Lynn?
Mark Char has already burned through a total of a dozen attorneys over the course of years, causing trouble. Today, he took a new approach to gain sympathy and attention. It failed. Char colored his face with a black pen, saying he was being treated like a black man in court. Char was driving home to Ebba Beach in 2016 when he started road raging other drivers, stabbing and slashing them. He was convicted of attempted murder and two counts of assault.
Jesus.
This was a case that you incited, that you provoked.
He's like, sir, while I agree, you look hilarious. First thing I have to say is,
you almost killed an innocent motorist.
No, it didn't happen that way.
You cut off the evidence showed, Mr.
There was no evidence on my part.
I sent your life in prison, you black piece of shit.
Your people are responsible for 35% of the crimes in this country.
Well, now you're a statistic again. Another black man in the system. Sorry, Mr. Chung, is it?
What if the defendant started doing like the hack white guy voice to make fun of him?
Is that really what you'd think of me, Judge? Look at this motherfucker talking like that.
To put in my video. He put no evidence on my behalf. None of my evidence was none of my evidence was submitted.
Mr. Char, listen up.
Well, that's basically he says he has his own video, but they never submitted it in court.
All right. Most justified blackface.
I mean, it's definitely him.
It might be him, yeah. Yeah, he was making a statement. He's saying he's being railroaded the way they do to a black man, even though it looks like he got out of a car and started stabbing a bunch of strangers.
It's not about what he did. It's about why he's using
blackface.
It's true.
Yeah, and he's trying to make a statement.
To save his own life. He's making a statement about racism. The bigger picture here, I agree with it.
All right, everybody.
Yeah, now what
looks
can
like
I say?
Your winner. It's a walk-off home run for number three.
Mr. Chung.
Mr. Chung. Mr. Chen. Bobby loves it.
Despite the most racist one in the mix.
You think so?
Actually justified.
I think it's the most justified one.
It makes sense why he did it. I get why he did that.
Well, listen, the first crew isn't justified because they weren't doing blackface. The second guy.
The second guy definitely was in blackface.
Yeah, right.
I thought he was most justified because he was actually trying to connect with his students. You know, bring
that was a weird way to do it.
Level.
I mean, there was no reason
for the black though. He could have been Eminem and did a white rap. Who
It's like taping your eyes back when you work at you're an American working in a Japanese school. You tape your eyes back. You're like, well, I want to connect with them. You know what I mean?
No, the third guy.
They need my eyes, or else they don't understand me.
The third guy, there was his reasoning was sound. He was being treated like a black guy and he wanted to show a visual representation. You know me, dude, I love senses. I see a visual thing like that. I'm like, wow, dude, that fucking just maybe is very sensual.
Hey, baby, what do you mean you want to just go home and have sex? Let's go out for a little bit. I got tickets to this courthouse hearing.
Yeah,
this guy's dressing up in blackface.
Hey, watch an Asian guy in blackface.
You want to go
blow your mind?
Gardens and take in the smells.
I don't care, dude. I'm sorry that I'm fucking romantic as fuck, Jay.
Totally. Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with us and listening. Another fun one with you boys, and we will catch you back at the stand live Monday. Correct? Normal time.
Yeah.
Back to normal time Monday. So 8 p.m. Monday. We'll catch you guys live. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
was Jay Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes. I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.